we go. Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Tonight, or this afternoon, we are off to Albany to stay overnight in the Albany Convict Prison.
Yes, because tomorrow is Friday the 13th, so we're staying overnight so we can wake up tomorrow morning. We'll hopefully wake up.
Hopefully wake up tomorrow morning, because apparently it's an extremely haunted place. Now, the other day we spoke to Andrew Iden, who is the CEO of the Albany Historical Society. And he gave us a few warnings.
Oh, well, the actual building you'll be staying in is actually what we call the Great Hall.
Yeah.
And we've had, I think, 47 people die in that particular room.
Oh, stop it!
You'll be possibly the first people to stay overnight. There were one lot before you, but they didn't manage the whole night, so we'll see how you go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how long did they last, Andrew? Do you know?
I think about 1:30 in the morning. One time, yeah, some years ago, I was doing a night tour, and I felt I was putting away candles afterwards, and something felt like it had pinned me down and wouldn't let me stand up. So appeared to be one of the most haunted buildings in the state.
So you can see we're fairly up against it to survive tonight.
I mean, if we are going to see a ghost anywhere or at any time in our lifetime, it's going to be tonight, right? Yeah.
And we do have a backup location if we do have to leave, because it's a bit weird that the last group to try were 13 years ago.
Yes.
And that this is Friday the 13th.
Coincidence.
And that they didn't last the entire night. So we do have a backup location. So tomorrow morning when you hear the show, you will either hear us from the jail and we will be, you know, stoked with how successful we are, or you will hear us very scared and a little bit sad because we went back to the hotel room.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think we'll last the night.
Okay, well,
I am bullishly confident.
I reckon we are going to see a ghost tonight, but I want to put it out there and find out what do we do if we see a ghost, because screaming, I don't know if that's just that option. I don't know what's going to scare the ghost away, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to ask you for your thoughts up next, WA.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, and so we thought we would be pretty, like, adventurous and try and go to a really haunted location for a night there.
Right.
And we were pretty cocky about it. And now I'm starting to worry a little bit, because what we were planning to do here on the show is take your calls on what to do if we see a ghost.
Yes.
Or if something weird happens overnight tonight in the jail, what we should do.
Yeah, we were looking for advice. And then,
unfortunately, even though we've been taking calls all morning on the show, for some reason the phones just blocked all the lines, and now we can't take calls anymore.
The weirdest thing ever happened.
I know this sounds very...
And for anyone that listens to the show and has been for the past couple of weeks, you would know that Jesse is a skeptic when it comes to this kind of stuff. Like, I know you were trying to put so much logic into this, but we have been taking phone calls all morning, and the one time that we've gone, okay, next we need your advice on what to do if we see a ghost, we get off air and all the phone lines have been blocked, and engineering are at the moment trying to work out why the Hit FM lines are blocked right now.
And there are other radio stations that come out of this building and their phones are still working. Our phones that don't. Like, if you try and call 13, 12, 16 now, it just goes, like, it comes up user busy. Like, on my mobile, I tried on my mobile to call the line and it comes up user busy.
This has come back on.
Have they come back on?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you'd like to give us some advice, I don't know if it's going to block again, but if you would like to give us some advice...
It's gone. It's blocked. It's all blocked. It just came back, flashed up, and it flashed back off. I kid you not.
Okay, I'm not going to ask people to call in then, because...
call us, 13 to 16, and we'll answer you if you can get through.
If you can get through, I don't know that... The ghost is going to let you.
13, 12, 16.
Give it a go.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
On 13, 12, 16, we wanted to take your advice on what to do if we see a ghost on our Friday the 13th trip to Albany tonight.
Mm.
And for some reason, just as we were going to take calls, all of the phones were blocked.
Yeah. Now, we were like, okay, this is creepy. The ghost is like trying to block us getting any advice of how to survive it tonight, right?
This almost cracked me into thinking, like, oh, there's something spooky going on.
It was freaking me out.
But of course, as per usual, there was a logical explanation.
Yes, and the ghost appeared and thought, oh, damn, they're onto me. So he unblocked no. all the phone lines and was like, I better let these through.
No, it was someone in another studio had accidentally pushed the block all button on all of our phone lines.
Okay.
And our operations guys quickly fixed it for us. So we have managed to get some phone calls.
But you can tell how freaked out we actually are about tonight because we...
just assume the worst, like, straight away.
It was a ghost.
Yeah, it was a ghost. Which is weird for me. I always assume there's an explanation.
I know, right?
But we have taken calls on 13, 12, 16. What advice do you have, Jules? Who we got?
Okay, Braden von Bunbury. What's your advice if we see a ghost tonight?
Oh, if it was me, I'd just be shutting my eyes and hoping it goes away.
Just pull the sleeping bag up over our heads and just hope for the best?
I'm not going to lie. That is my first instinct.
Sure. If anything, even trying to get out of there, I wouldn't be hanging around.
Yeah, just run away. Yeah, no, I win most fights by about 100 metres, mate, so I'll be out.
Thanks, Braden.
Sounds like a plan.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Okay, Amanda from Albany, what should we do if we see a ghost tonight?
I don't know. I think you should just keep you cool and try not to make it angry.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know.
Just be really friendly.
How do we know what's going to make it angry, though? Like, us being there might make it angry anyway.
That's true. You could always get Jessie to floss for them.
Ah!
Yeah, she loves it. Look, I'm doing it again.
That'll scare anyone away. And to be honest, if Jessie flosses tonight, I'm leaving.
No, I'm doing it. Look. Love it. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Callum from Dell Yell Up. What should we do if we see a ghost tonight?
Mainly, stay calm and try not to show fear.
Is it like an animal, they can smell fear?
Pretty much.
That is so much easier said than done, can I just say?
Yeah. I know that. We actually have a presence in our house.
Oh, really?
What kind? Is it a bad presence or a good one?
No, look, it's more annoying.
Yep.
What does it do?
Well, opens doors.
Yeah, let some hot air out.
You'll be just sitting there, relaxed, and then you'll hear a door open.
Oh my God!
Do you get like any cold chills or anything, or like, you know, just that feeling?
I haven't. No, but my daughter-in-law actually was the one that told us that we actually have somebody in our house.
Oh,
that's
freaky. She has this thing of seeing dead people,
right? Ooh.
As such. And we were at the table having tea one night, and she was looking past me.
No.
And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? And she says, look, you actually have an elderly gentleman in your house.
Oh,
oh
no.
My goodness. See, we should have brought her along tonight. Actually, I don't want to know, really.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
On our last studio show for this week, tomorrow morning, if you're listening to the show, you'll be hearing it from either A, the Albany Jail, because we stayed there all night and survived for Friday the 13th, or we'll be doing the show from the hotel room and we'll be like, sorry, guys, we didn't make it through the night.
My money is on the hotel room. That's where we'll be staying.
I think we'll be fine, mate.
The last time anyone tried to stay there was 13 years ago. They attempted, they failed because they had to leave at 1:30 in the morning because things were just going down.
So either way, tomorrow morning... Well, if you don't hear us at all, that's a really concerning problem.
Now, all week we've been pushing for listeners to jump onto hit.com.au and register to come along, because we're also going to do a ghost tour as well.
Yeah, so there's we're taking 10 people on a ghost tour, also to dinner as well at Rustler's Stirling Terrace, open for lunch and dinner, the best steak and ribs anywhere. So we're going to do dinner, we're going to do the tour, and then two of those people get to stay overnight with us and see if they can survive the night with us.
Yes, because there's no point us doing it alone.
No,
right?
We thought we'd take everyone along for the journey. So we need to give that person a call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Elizabeth?
Yes.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Jesse and Jules from Hit FM.
Hi, how you going?
Well, thank you. Now, babe, we're calling you obviously because you registered to come along to dinner at Rustler's and the Albany Convict Prison tour tonight.
Yes.
But the reason why we are calling you right now is because we want you to stay with us tonight.
Oh, you're killing me.
No.
And I even found a non-believer to bring with me.
Yes,
girl.
This is what we need.
My housemate, he is back from work.
Yes.
And I was like, do you believe in ghosts? He said, nah. And I was like, well, you're coming with me.
Well, yes. Baby, you, both of you will be staying with...
I'm so scared.
Elizabeth, what's your roommate's name?
Sean.
Okay, so you and Sean will be staying with us tonight at the Albany Convict Prison.
Are we going to survive tonight?
Oh, babe, I can't even give you an answer for that. I really
we're
can't.
We're going to be
fine. Leave the guys there and you and I can just go get a nice motel ring and sip on some Cosmo.
I've got it sorted as a backup, just so you know.
But I thought about that.
If we do last, we'll be the first people ever. Stay overnight in, 12, 13? The last people tried to do it 13 years ago.
Oh, my God. So I was talking to one of the truck drivers at work this morning, and he was like, oh, there's some nasty things there.
Oh, no.
No.
You know what I just noticed as well, too, Elizabeth, when I was calling you?
Mm-hmm.
You have 666 in your phone number.
I do have 666 in my phone number.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We will see you tonight at dinner.
You will. I am at work at the moment, but I'm going to leave soon and drive to Albany. Yeah.
Yes, girl. I can't wait.
Well, I love your commitment. We will get through this together, either yes. at Albany Prison or in the hotel room.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you tonight.
Yes, you will, mate. It's going to be... very scary. I feel like, because we still haven't awarded our MVP for today, part of me wants to give it to her just for saying yes.
I know.
And staying with us.
Thanks for being brave.
Yeah, but we'll be Instagramming and Facebook Living and all sorts of stuff tonight.
We are going to Facebook Live tonight for a good couple of hours while we're asleep. So if you are watching and you see something, comment so I can read it in the morning.
If you see something, say something. Yeah. We want to know what ghosts were doing to us while we sleep. Trending now at hit.com.au. One,
two, three. Oh, possibly the most exciting news to ever wake up to this morning. Cardi B has given birth to her baby girl. She called her Culture with a K.
You sure it's not a boy?
No, it's a girl. What do you mean?
I don't know what culture is. Is it a girl's name or a boy's name?
I think it's any, you know, you could use it for any sex, really.
Well, you could use it for anything, but just not a baby.
Culture Kiari Cephas is the name of Cardi B and Offset's little baby girl.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited. She did announce it on her Instagram this morning. So massive, massive congratulations. I mean, everyone was just wondering what she was going to call this baby because she's is so out there, right?
Mm.
I quite like it. Culture with a K.
I like the middle name. What was it? Kiari.
Kiari. So that's Offset's name. That's Offset's. So the dad.
Oh, it's his actual name.
Yeah, so his artist name is Offset. His real name is Kiari.
Yeah, I like that.
Right? Oh, it's just so beautiful. I'm just so happy and so proud. I feel like a proud auntie right now.
She has no idea who you are.
Yeah, she does. 30, I was going to throw it out to a phone number right there.
13, 12, 16, Cardi B.
That's how excited I am. Hit me up, Cardi B, 13, 12, 16.
Can't wait for the christening.
If you want to find out any more deeds, go to hit.com.au. It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM. Right now we are playing Know the Flow, where you need to sing the line that comes next after the tune we play you.
Yeah, we got tickets to Dwayne The Rock Johnson's brand new one starring the action blockbuster Skyscraper in cinemas today. Jules, who is playing today?
Rihanna from Donnybrook, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good. This is my first time on the radio.
Is it?
Yep, ever.
How does it feel so far?
Oh, it's all right. My heart's racing a bit.
How is your knowledge of Black Eyed Peas songs?
Oh, I love Black Eyed Peas. Oh, I can't remember this one, but I reckon I'm going to give it a go just in case.
Alrighty, here we go, mate.
All right. What you gonna do with all those hunts? All those hunts inside the jump.
Yes,
girl. Get you trust, get you love, that all these hunts. You gonna do with all
that jump inside your... Very well done, mate. Tickets are all yours. Congratulations.
Oh,
thanks, guys. Thanks a million.
No worries. Are you single by any chance?
What was that? Sorry, guys.
Are you single by any chance?
No, I have a partner.
Oh, is it Jimmy from Margaret River? Because, gosh, you two would make the perfect couple.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Gosh, I am so excited for this. Today, M&M's are bringing Aussies a new flavour.
Oh, really?
It is the new M&M Caramel.
Oh, so I Caramel know. Centre.
Yes.
Mm. Doesn't
what do you
excite
mean?
Me.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. No, they've actually, well, the thing is that it's been in the US for the last year, right?
Yeah.
So finally it's come over. All the Americans are raving about it, saying yeah, how right. great it is.
But they love caramel.
Oh, they love anything food,
yeah,
don't they?
Sugary.
Well, so do Aussies. But I mean, anything caramel, I'm all about.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Like, it's my favourite flavour.
Doesn't excite me.
Well, what might excite you is, because I came across a list of all the flavours that
oh,
M&M's
yeah?
have actually bought out, because I haven't really had too many. I mean, I've had the peanut, the crispy.
Mm.
I know the crispy is your favourite.
Yeah,
but
boy.
I've had the mint as well. But I didn't know that there was a pretzel M&M.
Mm, yeah, it's actually quite nice. It's like that savoury, like salty and chocolate mix.
Where do you have it?
In the States.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you tasted the pumpkin spice one?
No, I haven't.
What
Which
about-
is not a flavour we get over here. They have pumpkin spice lattes and all that kind of gear.
We do pumpkin spice lattes. Oh, wait. No, sorry. That's in Melbourne. coconut M&M's?
No.
Candy corn M&M's?
No.
Peanut butter M&M's?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't had the peanut butter M&M's.
Which
I'm kinda
think are better than... I think they'll be better than the caramel ones.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I reckon this is going to be like the new caramel. You know how caramel, the chocolate bar, the Dairy Milk chocolate bar that went
yeah.
up on in the stores, but you can never find one anywhere?
No, they're all gone.
And now they're only available on eBay for like $10,000. yeah. This will be the new caramel, I reckon.
So, financial advice this morning
yes.
from Jules. Invest in M&M.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.